Hello, everybody. Can you hear me okay? Am I on? Okay. We'll start with a prayer. Wow, there's a lot of you out here. That's great. All right, join me in prayer, please. Dear Father in heaven, we come to you now as a group of women who are of one mind, set on being with you in heaven one day. You are the one and only God who can do far and above all that we can imagine. We confess to you that we are sinners and need your compassion and mercy. We thank you for blessing us with friends and family. We pray that you will help us keep pressing on to heaven. Please bless all who have played a part in the preparation for this weekend. I pray that after this weekend, we will be more closely bonded with each other and especially with you. I pray that when you pass over this building tonight, that you will be pleased with our efforts. Thank you for Jesus. This we pray through him. Amen. All right, let me finish getting set up here. Okay. So thank you guys for coming. I'm so glad that everybody's here. While we begin, I would like for you guys to turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 12. So on March 27th, just 13 days ago, Jewish families around the world gathered to share in what they call the Passover. They cleaned their houses from top to bottom. They emptied their pantries of all the food that would have contained yeast. They may have even cleaned their ovens, their refrigerators, and scrubbed their kitchen sinks. As a tradition, they would have prepared a special meal. Maybe on the menu would have been roasted lamb, some horseradish sauce, some parsley, a salad made with romaine lettuce, of course, the matzah bread, fruits and nuts, and maybe some wine. As a tradition, the children were heavily involved in every part of the Passover meal. They were encouraged to clean the house, help with the cooking of the food, and of course, setting the table. During the Passover meal, the story was told about how God rescued the Israelites from slavery in Egypt many years ago. As the story was being told, the youngest child in the family would be prompted to ask four specific questions. As they are asked, each would be answered and explained by an adult, probably their father. It goes like this.
On every other night, Father, why is it that on every other night we eat any kind of bread we want, but on this night we eat only unleavened bread, this flat matzah bread?
This matzah bread has no yeast. We eat this bread to remind us that on the night that God passed over our homes in Egypt, the Israelites did not have time to let the bread rise. So they prepared bread that could be made and packed quickly for their departure out of Egypt.
Father, why is it that on every other night we eat all kinds of herbs, but on this night we only eat bitter herbs?
When the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, their life was full of bitterness, distress, and sadness. We eat bitter herbs, which are slightly unpleasant to the taste, to remind us of the bitterness of slavery.
Father, why is it that you tell us to dip our bitter herbs two times in that little bowl of salt water, but we don't do that any other night?
We dip the herbs in salt water to remind us of the tears of the Israelites while they were slaves.
Father, why is it that on every other night we eat sitting at the table and always sit straight up, but on this night we are told to sit in a reclining position or leaning on our left elbow?
Kings and such people used to eat while lying on their left side, propped up by their left elbow. It was a sign of freedom and relaxation. We do it to remind us of how God has released the Israelites from slavery, and now we are free.
Thank you, ladies. So that was, of course, paraphrased just a little bit, but it's pretty close to what actually takes place at the Passover dinner in the Jewish family. As I researched the Passover meal, those four questions were on basically every site that I looked at. I mean, exactly those questions were. So I thought that was very interesting, and I had no idea about that. So before I began studying for this talk, I basically knew nothing about how the Jews celebrate the Passover today. And honestly, I really didn't care about all those details. That's not my life. But when I learned about the Passover and how much the children were involved in the whole entire event, I was suddenly very interested when it came to the kids. And I hope that tonight that I can pique your interest as well when it comes to the Passover and their traditions. So as the evening unfolds tonight, I want you to keep in your mind the word tradition, the idea of tradition. So keep that in your head. But now I want to take you back a few thousand years. It was the last plague. The water had turned back to blue. The swarms of frogs were gone. The flies and the lice had disappeared. The animals were dead. The boils had begun to heal. The hail had destroyed their crops. The locusts had come and gone. And the 3 days of darkness had been lifted. Still, the answer was no. The Lord said to Moses, "One more plague I will bring on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go from here. It would be around midnight that the Lord would visit the land of Egypt, and all of the firstborn in the land will die, even the firstborn of the Pharaoh. There will be a great cry throughout the land of Egypt, like never before and never again." Exodus 11. The Israelites were warned that this last plague was coming, and they were given some very, very specific instructions on what to do when this plague came to protect themselves and prepare. You've already turned to Exodus 12, so I would like you also to turn to your first page, which says group project. So your instructions now are to work with a couple of your neighbors, if you're comfortable doing that, just kind of huddle up together and read those first 12 verses. Work with your neighbors and find as many specific instructions as you can that God gave the Israelites. And then just write them down. And then do it as fast as you can, because we're not going to take too much time. So list those down, read the verses, figure it out, and then we'll talk about them. I'm going to give you about maybe 5 minutes. So huddle up and read.